Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. All this week, we're featuring some of the Chicago talent that are nominees for the James Beard Awards. The prestigious culinary awards feature chefs, restaurants, food journalists, cookbook authors, you name it. And it's going to be right here in Chicago come Monday, May 2nd. One of the big categories is Outstanding Restaurant. And Chicago is well represented with Alinea, a restaurant that continues to top the best of lists from all around the world. The two frontmen for Alinea have been busy. Chef Grant Achatz and restaurateur Nick Kokonis are renovating Alinea, opening up the casual spot Royster, which just opened a couple weeks back, and continue to run Next and Aviary. Joining me tonight, Nick Kokonis. Nick, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
So let's talk about, are you excited about the Outstanding Restaurant? It feels like, I was just telling Pete, our producer, I was on the plane reading GQ or something, and they're like, you're in there, best of restaurants, you're here, there. Does it get old for you guys that you're always at the top of these lists?
No, I don't think so. And this one, I think what people don't realize is that you cannot be nominated for the best restaurant in the United States for the James Beard Foundation until you've already been open 10 years. Mm. And so, I think that they have the best new restaurant category, which we won with Next in 2011. And Alinea was nominated for that back in 2005. And then you have to wait a whole 10 years before they kind of go, okay, you're not a flash in the pan. You're
right.
Going to be around for a while. And so I think in this case, it rewards not only an innovative and popular and cutting edge restaurant, but also longevity, which in the restaurant industry is always a trick, I think.
It's unreal, too, to think about. What does it mean for you to have a restaurant that's been open as long as Alinea, to be open 10 years? That's a feat in its own right.
Yeah, it feels like it for us, although I visited a restaurant in Kyoto once that was open for about 500 consecutive years. So I guess in one sense, we're just getting started. Especially now, in this day and age, I think the half-life of restaurants is, 5, 6, 7 years or something like that. And tastes change and people are fickle. But, innovative restaurants, innovative dining experiences, and creating ways of making people not only full, but also stimulated, happy, is always great.
This is a big year for you because you're renovating Alinea. You took a couple months off to change the building up on Halsted. That's about to be done. Coming up next week, you guys will be back in business. Talk about what you're changing, what we can expect from Alinea.
Well, Alinea, the word itself is a typographic symbol, a pilcro. It means the beginning of a new train of thought. And about 6 months before our 10th anniversary last year, Grant came to me and said, what should we do for the 10th? And we got to talking and we sort of said, I think we should rip it apart. If we're really about innovating, if we're really about pushing forward, something that we designed in 2004 is not going to feel modern in 2020. So rather than just, paint the walls and right. get new drapes and put in some new chairs and carpet, we actually took the wrecking ball to the entire interior of Alinea, ripped it down to studs, and rebuilt it from the ground up. New HVAC, new plumbing, everything. So I think people are going to be shocked when they see it. I think our old customers are going to walk in and the few people that we've sort of taken through there as it's almost getting towards completion, we're pretty jaw-dropped in that absolutely nothing is recognizable.
It's interesting because your career has been one that has a lot of change in it. You were in finance before you got into restaurants. You've done a lot of different things. You have a great quote on the website about if you feel like you know what you're doing, something's wrong. talk about your relationship to change and how important it is for you and Alinea Group.
Personally, I've had a different career about every 10 years or so. And I don't know that was by intent. It's just I was always kind of a restless person in that way. And I sort of look at all business as the same fundamental problems. And so I always just find interesting people to work with and then go about, waking up every day and tackling those problems. And so, I was a derivatives trader. I started out as a floor trader down here at the Merck, trading currency options and built that into a business. I've worked on several different websites and I'm working almost full time now on Talk, which is our, mm-hmm. our booking system for restaurants. It's in use in 7 countries already. And, when I met Grant, it was just like meeting Miles Davis when he's 28. He's playing totally different music and he's clearly a genius in what he does. And I never had an intention of opening a restaurant, despite my Greek last name here in Chicago. but I met this extraordinary person. And a year later, we opened Alinea together. And, for us, it's always been about the process and about challenging each other and our team and our staff. And we always feel like we don't run focus groups. We don't really ask the customers what they want. We feel like if we create something new and different and compelling, then we'll find our own audience. And that's always happened. So that's what we're trying to do again. And we're kind of throwing all the old greatest hits away. And it will either look like the smartest decision we've ever made or absolutely the dumbest one.
Well, I mean, it's in the restaurant business, I mean, when you get a hit and you have a hit like a Linear, you have a hit where, you know, even with you guys, I mean, Next, there is this, this resistance to change because you got the hit and you want to keep doing this. So it is almost going against the grain when it comes to innovation and creativity in this business.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I think we all, one of the phrases that we use internally is that at some point, you know, any design feels like your grandparents' living room. You know, when your grandparents built their house, I'm sure it felt very innovative and cutting edge. And then 30 years later, you go in there and it doesn't feel quite so new anymore. And so I think a little creative destruction is always important. And I think it's scary. But I also think that's when you, as a creative person, feel the most alive, right? So when the outcome's uncertain, that's when things are most interesting and you tend to do your best work.
Now let's talk about Tock, because Tock is what you guys have developed and innovated, the idea of a ticketing system for restaurants, which, you know, when you brought out for Next and for your restaurants, you know, was brought a ton of fanfare, some critique, but the idea of changing the way that we do restaurant reservations, which has always had its problems, and people who still use it know how hard it is, but to change it from some sort of like calling up and being able to, you know, book a table at 6 o'clock to selling tickets to the restaurant.
Sure. And so we started out with tickets for Next, but now it's evolved into something, you know, much more broad than that. And what we like to say is you book an experience. So within any restaurant, you know, every restaurant serves food, but like the great ones have a couple different experiences. So you might have an a la carte, you know, meal, like in the front dining room, like we do at Royster. Then you sit at the chef's counter and maybe you get a 5-course chef's tasting. You might also have private dining. Right now, if you go on to a typical restaurant booking site, you say, oh, I want 4 people on Saturday at 7, and it says, oh, we don't have anything within 2 hours of that. Your next step is to pick up the phone and call, and you've got some harried person at the front door who's trying to seat people and also answer 3 phones at once. And it just feels like something that's, you know, from 15 years ago. And what we say is you'd rather, you know, swipe than dial. Like, why not show people what's available, the full inventory, have them click a couple swipes on their phone and book it, whether that's a prepaid ticket, as it is at some high-end restaurants like Alinea, or if it's an ordinary reservation, it's just a lot easier to do it that way.
It's like performance, right? I mean, it's like theater. I mean,
yeah,
it's like the same concept.
Every other form of entertainment, this is the way it works. Let's be clear, I love what we do, but no one needs to eat at our restaurants. It's a luxury, it's a form of entertainment, and it's one that's culturally embedded, you know, for hundreds of years all over the world. So I don't think it's a big leap to book things this way. And we seated, using Tock, we launched in July, we seated over 506,000 people already in 7 different countries. So it's working, it's web-based, it's not an app, you don't have to download anything. And ideally, the customers shouldn't even know that they're using Tock. It's just really a tool for restaurants to more easily manage their bookings and give their customers, you know, greater hospitality.
Is there any pushback to the idea that food is entertainment, or almost like the staunch sort of restaurateurs of the world who saying, no, food is food? I mean, is there any pushback to the idea of changing the customer's perception of what food versus entertainment?
Well, I think, look, I mean, if we're fortunate, we get to eat 3 times a day, right? And so there's all of these social and political issues that are very real that are wrapped around, you know, food, because you need it to survive. You need it for satiation. And so I feel like when you say it's entertainment, that could be offensive if you're saying, well, there's people starving in Chicago as well.
Right.
And that's certainly something we're very, very aware of and sensitive to. At the same time, you know, calling it entertainment in that way actually doesn't necessarily diminish it. I mean, there's an incredible number of different kinds of entertainment. And when sometimes people say, well, it's really offensive that Alinea costs, you know, $300 per person. And then meanwhile, you know, they might pay $300 to go see, you know, a sporting event
right.
or a concert or something the very
right.
next day.
Right.
Sure. So it's really just a matter of choices, and what people feel is the thing that makes them happy. And I don't think it's a negative at all. I think that's just part of what we as humans do. We try to, you know, take whatever form of art that people are dwelling in and seeing how far it can go, and whether that's a great athlete or or a ballerina or a singer. It doesn't really matter.
Well, you guys, you and Grant are pushing the boundaries and seeing how far it will go. I mean, this winter you had two pop-ups. You did pop-up experience in Miami, one in Spain.
We've been busy, Justin.
So, I mean, but you branched out outside of Chicago. I mean, Alinea has meant so much to Chicago just with the idea of bringing just the high-end dining to this area and having, you know, people fly from all over the world to experience this restaurant and then experience Chicago. Why branch out? Why get out of Chicago and start to work in different cities, different countries?
Yeah, I mean, two reasons, really. The first is that we shut Alinea on January 1st, and we had 62 employees that were looking around going, okay, what are we going to do for the next four or five months?
Right.
And the second is that we wanted to take that opportunity to learn something ourselves. And so Spain is really the cultural seat of this style of cuisine, this experimental cuisine that started, you know, probably 20 years ago or so. You know, Grant goes to Spain. He's been there every year for the last 11 or 12 years. And he's like a rock star over there. I mean, they really, really elevate their chefs to a different level there. So we just had an opportunity to go there and take our staff and have a cultural exchange, really. And I'm going to say it was really hard. We got 52 EU work visas. You can imagine the bureaucracy involved in, right, in getting 52 temporary employees over there. The sponsorships that we needed to make it work financially, lodging for 52 people for 6 weeks. And it was all worth it. I mean, only four of us spoke any real passable Spanish. So it was a trick to get it all done. And then we came home for a week. And then we did the very same thing in Miami, down in Mid Beach, in Miami Beach. And then we did the pop-up here in Chicago for 3 weeks. And so all of these were sort of experiments that we ran to see, you know, if we could do them, to learn something about the cuisines in these various locations, to work with other chefs, and really to give our staff a chance to experience something outside of what we do every day.
You know, you guys, I mean, obviously expanding the restaurants that you have. I mean, you talked about Next Aviary, the pop-ups, Alinea. That's obviously something that takes a lot of work to do, but you also have to manage staff. I mean, we saw the executive chef from Next, Dave Barron, leave. He's leaving for L.A. Talk about that part of the job where you have to continually make sure you got the right people in the right places, because the chefs and the servers and the people that work with you guys are sought after. I mean, we're seeing them, you know, the family tree of the Alinea group become open restaurants in different places.
I call it the Alinea diaspora.
Right.
I kind of, anywhere that I go now, I was just in New York, I go into a restaurant and I see two familiar faces there. And to me, you know, rather than that being a negative, it's really a testament to the culture that we've built over this time, to the ability of our teams to train people, to instill in them a real great sense of hospitality and discipline in the kitchen. And then, you know, it's a natural thing if you work in this industry to want to have your own opinion, your own point of view, your own creative urges and create a restaurant. And so, you know, just going around Chicago, Ileana Reagan used to work at Alinea, and Curtis Duffy was our opening sous chef at Alinea, and he has Grace now. And, you know, pretty soon you got the Loyalist opening with John Shields and Karen Shields opening. So, you know, those are all chefs that worked, you know, daily in the kitchen of Alinea right here in Chicago. And so the challenge for us is obviously to keep bringing in new talent and training them. And, you know, hate to use the sports analogy again, but it's not unlike running one of those teams, I think, in that, you know, you have some core folks that you keep, that sort of anchor your team, and then you look to constantly be going to your farm league and bringing in new folks.
All right, so this is the big weekend. You got the James Beards on Monday, and then the weekend, I'm assuming, is big for all the foodies that come in from all around the world. What does it mean to have this in Chicago, you know, your hometown, where you guys are from, where Alinea is set up? I mean, is it a lot of pressure on you guys to show everybody a good time?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you a funny story, and I don't think he'll mind me telling you, because he's a friend of mine, but Will Gadara, who's the co-owner with Daniel Hum of Love Madison Park in New York, which is perennial and in the top 10 in the world, and kind of our brothers from New York in a way. Like, we're very open with them and have done a collaboration with them. They're great friends. And when I found out a couple of years ago that indeed the James Beard Awards were going to go next year to Chicago, it would be last year, And I kind of leaned over. I said, oh, don't tell anyone, but next year you're going to be coming to Chicago. He kind of looked at me and went, nah, you're I mean, because like we're in the Lincoln Center in New York, which is absolutely the center of the universe to any New Yorker. And he just couldn't believe it. Like, he just wouldn't believe it. And then when they confirmed it, he was like looking at me like, oh my God, what are we going to do with our derby party? What are we going to do with all the traditions that we've built? And I just said, you're going to have to ride your horse into Chicago, you know? So it's huge. I can't, you know, just like the NFL draft coming here, for the food industry, this is the big one in America. And, you know, we have, you know, chefs and restaurateurs and press and writers all built around the industry coming in this weekend and enjoying, you know, the restaurants here, enjoying hopefully some weather if we get lucky. Yeah. And, you know, we threw three gigantic parties last year, and it was great. I mean, it's just a great opportunity to show people from around the country what we do here.
Well, the restaurant Alinea is up for Outstanding Restaurant for the James Beards. Nick Akonis will be there, and hopefully you'll bring it home for Chicago. Nick, thanks so much for taking some time out, and congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you so much for everything, and great to be with you.